Welcome to Ex Nihilo. My name is Erby, and this is the first ever episode of this new little brand new baby podcast. So I guess I should tell you why I wanted to start a podcast. It all starts with probably last year. I woke up one day and I kind of just felt like I needed to make my life better. And kind of an inspiration, it came to me that I should read more books and I should hold myself accountable to reading these books. So I made a list of all these books I should read, self-help books, religious books, and financial books. Just things that I thought could influence myself to becoming a better person. A more evolved person, you could say. So that's kind of where it started. It's just this desire to better myself and to do this by reading books and applying what I learned through them. I'd read a few books like that in the past, but all my friends have been like, oh, there's all of these like books like Start With Why, Build Friends and Influence People, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, stuff like that that I'd read before, and I did get a lot from it. But this time I wanted to go more in depth. I wanted to make lasting change in my life. So that's where it led me to this. My first goal with this podcast is accountability. I am doing this because I want to hold myself accountable to doing what I say I will. As in, I said I'll read these books. So this podcast is kind of a way for me to hold myself accountable to that. I wanted to talk about what I read. And I want to apply what I read, and I want to talk about the things that I'm applying and how it's changing my life in the small, small ways or the big ways that it might. The second part is I really just want a place just to put my thoughts and my ideas, kind of like my journey, where I am for the week, how I'm doing for the month, just a place for me to include you, whoever's watching, to be a part of my life. In that special way, I want to treat you guys, whoever's watching, as kind of like a friend or an accountability partner or someone that we're doing this together. And so that brings us to my third point. As I said, doing this together, I want your guys' ideas and your thoughts, and I want you to, I don't know, find a way to contact me, maybe through email or through whatever I'm posting this through, to. If you are going through the same journey as me, maybe post or message me your ideas of the things that you're getting from this. I wanted to make this more of a conversation in a way, partly just so I can get more things from you as well. And at the end of the day, if no one is watching this, it's still serving exactly what I want it to be. A place for me to hold myself accountable to the things I say I will, and to things that I'm learning. So, thank you for joining and being a little part of this process. Okay, so, how this is going to work. I will be reading a few books, well, specifically one at a time, and I will be talking about that specific book and the things that I've learned from it, ideas that I've had, and things that I'm going to do because of it. I do plan on having some guest speakers as well during this process, so you don't just have to listen to me drag on all day long, right? So, yeah, that'll be refreshing once I do get to that point. I'm going to plan on reading a book beforehand and then talking about it and my life. Most likely, I'll do 2 to 3 episodes every single time based on one book, so that it's easier for you to stay along with me and for myself to get these out on time. Lastly, this is going to be a little bit of a learning curve for me. I've never tried anything like this, and I don't expect it to work perfectly the first time. As I said, you guys are with me for this journey, and I think it's exciting to try something new. That's also a little part of why I'm doing this, just to get my hand into a different format of talking to people, sharing my ideas, and things like that. All of my life, I've been pulled or had this desire to make something out of it. I've looked at people, my inspirational people in my own personal life, such as my family or my close friends, and then other people that I know online. I've had mentors that have gone on to do incredible things. And I've also had people in my life that have had such big dreams that mine seems small in comparison. I've had a lot of influential people around me, and I want to be just like them. I see the path in my life. There's so many goals and big things I want to accomplish, but being at the beginning is often very, very hard. Mostly, you guys feel the same way. There might be something that you want to accomplish in life, but you're here at the beginning, right? Like, how do you get from, I don't know, a poor college student to Warren Buffett or someone like that? How do you get to a one-time video poster to someone famous online? The point of this is not to become famous or to become rich. The point of this is to, for me at least, make something out of my life to achieve the dreams that I have. Just like as I said at the beginning, the name of this is Ex Nihilo, or Out of Nothing. That is what I plan to do with this podcast, with these episodes, and with my own life in general, is to turn nothing into something, or out of nothing comes something. Anyways, thank you for being with me for this exciting new time in my life and for this journey that I'm about to embark on. I hope you do follow along with me in the books that I'm reading and the things that I'm learning. For next time, I will be going over an influential part of what started this journey for me and the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. If you have a copy at home, feel free to brush up on that. We may have several segments about this. You don't need to read the entire thing all at once, but rent it online, go and buy it, and we'll dive into that right away. Anyways, thank you, and I hope you have a great day. Bye.